When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I've literally tried to start recording this episode 5 separate times, and every single time I have either just not known what to say and started like just rambling on about stuff that I don't even want to talk about, or 2, had technical difficulties. And by technical difficulties, I mean it was totally my fault both times. I forgot to hit record on my camera and on my laptop 2 separate times. For first time, I didn't record on my camera. And I was like, wait, I'm not even recording this. Why am I speaking? And then the second time, I wasn't even recording on my laptop, which is hooked up to my mic. So I wasn't getting any sound. And I was like, I'm literally an idiot. But anyways, welcome to another episode of my podcast, Things Could Be Worse. I'm your host, Bailey Diedrich. And I have not recorded an episode in a month. I haven't uploaded an episode in a month. And I feel horrible. And I have a lot to say. I just felt something about today. I woke up this morning and I was like, it's time. It's time that I sit down and I tell you guys where I've been at, what's been going on in my life, just try to explain myself and explain why I've been gone for so long. As you can probably tell, I am in a completely different location than I normally am in all of the rest of my episodes, and that is because I no longer live in the house that the podcast studio I used to record in is located in. I've talked about this in a few episodes, but I have moved out. I'm in my own apartment. I've been here for about a month, and it's been crazy. There's been so much. It's been hectic. It's been chaotic. It has been difficult. I knew moving out was going to be difficult, but it has been challenging. Let me tell you that. But also, it's been great. Like, it hasn't been bad. I'm not complaining or saying I wish that I wouldn't have. Like, I love it so far. It's just, it's been a lot of work. And moving in general is a lot of work. But then for it to be my first time on my own, navigating how to just like live is just kind of crazy. And I'm going to talk a lot more about that in a little bit. And I'll talk about the entire apartment process and how things have been going. But I kind of just want to start off this episode by saying I'm sorry. And I feel like I owe you guys an apology because I've been so gone. I love that I am just speaking so fluently in this episode. Like, I really am just so happy that I'm not stuttering at all. I'm really happy that I'm coming back strong and I know how to speak. I've been gone for so long and I'm sorry, because I know that there are a lot of people that listen to my episodes every week as a form of escape, as a form of, you know, gaining new knowledge and advice. And it's just, it makes me sad because there's been so many people that reach out, not only on social media, like through DMs and comments, but also in my actual life. Like, I've ran into listeners and they have said like, your podcast has helped me so much. And I'm so happy that you created a podcast, and how vulnerable you are and how open and honest and how you're willing to share your personal stories and, you know, show the sides of you that aren't always perfect. And I love being that for people. And I am so happy that I did decide to start this podcast. I just have kind of been struggling for honestly the last months, you guys, with the podcast and what I kind of want to do with the podcast. I've been feeling kind of lost. I've had a lot of thoughts towards it, and I just feel like this move was the perfect time for me to kind of take a break and reflect on it. But before I get into all that, I just want to say I'm sorry, and I love you guys so much. And I know everybody says that, like, oh, I love my followers so much, but genuinely and wholeheartedly, I'm so thankful for you guys. And again, people say this all the time, but I would not be where I'm at without you. And if you are somebody that has supported my YouTube channel or my podcast or my TikTok or even just like follow me on Instagram, like, I seriously view everybody as like an individual person. Like, they're not just numbers to me. And sometimes it can get confusing when you are a content creator, an influencer, whatever you want to call me. It can be kind of weird to be able to conceptualize how many people are actually watching and that it's not just a number. Like, those are individual people that are spending their time, their precious time, supporting me, watching my content. Like, it is truly so amazing. So I love you guys and I'm so thankful and I'm so sorry that I ghosted you. Okay, let's get into why I ghosted you. So obviously the move was a big part of it. The last time I recorded an episode, I don't honestly even know what I was talking about. I think I was just getting back from like my birthday trip and I was about to go to Puerto Rico maybe, or maybe I recorded after Puerto Rico. I'm not entirely sure, honestly, but all I know is I said that I was going to be taking a week break so that I could pack and move, because right after I got back from my trip to Puerto Rico with my boyfriend, it was time for me to basically start packing up everything in my childhood bedroom and, you know, begin to figure out how I was going to move. And it just honestly came so quickly. And it was such an impulsive decision. Like, I did not plan on moving, you guys. It's actually crazy. I've wanted to move out for a while. I feel like I've wanted to move out since I was 17. And I just figured that it wasn't going to happen for years, because honestly, it's stupid. And like, I am not somebody that's like, ignorant. I would like to think of myself as not like an ignorant person. A lot of people are saying otherwise. They're like, this ignorant influencer, like moving out, like when you don't even, and it's like, dude, I understand that this move was not necessary. And I understand that I could have kept living at home and saving money. And there's so much that goes into it. Okay, sorry, I got rudely interrupted by an ambulance or by a fire truck. I'm not sure, I didn't see it, and I'm kidding. I really hope that whatever's going on, everybody is fine. But what I was saying is I understand that moving now is a huge privilege, and I am incredibly grateful and thankful that I have this opportunity and that it's not an opportunity that everybody has or will get. Like, I understand that, but something just hit me in January and I was like, I need to move out. Like, I know deep down that this is the next step for me to be able to progress. Not only, I've talked about this, not only like socially, I have no social life, personally and career wise. Like, I just knew it was the next step. I knew it's what I needed to do to kind of reach my full potential right now. So I wasn't planning on moving, and my whole plan kind of was to stay at home through this school year, through the summer, and then technically what would be my sophomore year, or like next school year, next fall, that's when I would decide to move, either move somewhere far away or get my own apartment. And honestly, I got a gut feeling and I was like, I need to go tour apartments. I found this one, I fell in love, and I signed a lease, and then 2 months later I moved in, and that is pretty much where we're at right now. My period cramps are so bad right now. I don't know what's going on. Usually my cramps aren't this bad. I feel like a stabbing pain in my stomach every 5 seconds. Anyways, where was I at? I moved out very impulsively. I decided I was going to move out, and I'm like 2 months later, I was into my new place. And with that came a lot of overwhelming feelings. It was just like a lack of planning and a lack of just kind of knowing what to expect that I felt. It was just a lot, and I was trying to get content out of all of it. And it was just, I felt very busy during the time of packing and actually moving and then kind of getting settled. I just felt really busy and felt very overwhelmed. So I was like, you know what? I just need to take a little break from the podcast, put it on the back burner. I honestly don't even have my mic over here still. It's been a month. I have this mic and my other one that looks exactly like this. And this is what I would use for guest episodes, or if I was traveling and wanting to record a podcast, like my Europe episodes are recorded on this just because it's easier to take around. But my mic and all of my other podcast equipment is still at my dad's house in that studio. And I need to figure out what I want to do for like a new set, for a new studio. I need to figure out like what I want to do, because I definitely think the podcast needs a huge rebrand. I'm not happy with how the thumbnails look. I'm not happy that there's no intro or no little jingle. Like, I just have not really put in a lot of work into the podcast over the last year, and I have not grown it in the way that I was hoping to when I first started it. When I first started the podcast a little over a year ago, I was so freaking excited about it. I had wanted to make a podcast for probably about 2 years before I actually did, and I just was kind of waiting. I've talked about this, until I graduated high school, so that I could tell all of my like crazy party story times and not have to worry about like teachers listening or my principal listening and whatever else comes with that. So when I started it, I was so excited, and it was so highly anticipated, and I had so many episode ideas, and I had so many things that I wanted to talk about and share. And I feel like over time, I just kind of came to the realization that solo podcasting is so hard. And anybody that does it, I have so much respect for them. And I don't know honestly how people do it, because like I've been managing, but I'm not gonna lie, it has been weird for like months. Like I have not felt good about the podcast for months. And I feel like for the last couple of episodes, not even couple, probably like the last like 8 episodes that I put out, I was just doing it because I knew that I needed to, or I thought that I needed to. And it wasn't me being super excited about the podcast episodes that I was recording or like feeling good about them. It was just me putting them out every week because, you know, I felt like I needed to. And that just makes me so sad, because there was a point where the podcast made me so happy and I was using it as a different form of like a creative outlet, and it was really good for me. And I honestly viewed it as like therapy for me and you guys. Like I could just talk and be open and then get feedback from you guys. I would have conversations with you guys in the comments or in the DMs on the Things Could Be Worse Pod Instagram account. Like it felt really good for a really long time. And then all of a sudden I just kind of lost all of my drive to do it. And like I said, I was just on autopilot filming episodes every week and putting them out, and then just feeling like I could have done so much better. And on top of that, I haven't been promoting it. Like usually when people have podcasts, they have editors that will make clips for them. And I'm sure you guys have seen freaking podcast clips everywhere at this point, which speaking of, everybody has a damn podcast now. Like literally it is so oversaturated in the last year. It has become crazy. Like everybody has a damn podcast, and I love that. Like it's so great, but it's just kind of weird. And I feel like maybe people are losing interest in wanting to listen to podcasts because there's so many. But yeah, people have editors and they have people that break up their podcasts and they post clips for them and they do that entire side of marketing and promo for their podcast that you guys probably don't even realize is like marketing and promo. You probably think that they're just, you know, getting more content out of their podcast, posting it on other platforms. But the whole point of podcast clips is to drive a new audience to listen to your full version of your podcast over on YouTube or Spotify or whatever. And I personally have never really even considered hiring an editor when it comes to my YouTube channel or the podcast or just somebody to do clips even, because especially, I'm going to be open here, I have not made a lot of money from the podcast. I don't have sponsorships. I haven't signed a deal with any companies. Like I am doing this pretty much just out of like because I want to, and that's how it's been for a long time. And I do make a small amount on AdSense from like the YouTube, but like it's really not a lot at all. And it's not even like, I don't even think it would pay, like if you added up the amount of hours I've taken to edit and record and just all of the work that goes into it, if you broke that down hourly, I think that I would be getting like below minimum wage for this podcast. So I don't make money on it. I do this because I like it. At least I used to like it. So for me, paying somebody to make me clips or to edit the podcast just seems stupid right now. Like I don't want to be in the negative. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to edit it myself. I'm going to do as many clips as I can. But it got to the point again where I wasn't excited about the episodes I was making, and I didn't even care to promote it. Like I seriously would just like do the bare minimum. I would post like one clip maybe on like Instagram and TikTok, and I wouldn't push it. I wouldn't repost it on my main like feeds. I didn't care. I still don't care. And it makes me sad because I really want to have a successful podcast, and I just feel like it's been so just discouraging because of my own actions. Like I have not worked on it. And I have, and then I'm gonna like be sad that it hasn't gone to the point where I'm like, it just doesn't make sense. Like I haven't put the work in. How do I expect it to be a successful podcast and to continue to grow and for me to get new listeners when I, first of all, take a month break? Second of all, before I even did that, before when I was uploading weekly, I still wasn't even like putting in work into promoting it or even planning episodes. Like I just have not really given a shit. And I feel bad because I love just talking. Like this is like honestly my favorite format of content, which based on everything I just said, you're probably like, what the fuck are you talking about? But sitting down, just talking to this microphone has been one of my favorite things that I've ever done in my social media career. But it's just, I don't know. There's something off about it. And I think part of it is because having a solo podcast is so freaking difficult. I ran out of things to talk about. I don't know what to record episodes on. And I am sick of doing girl talk episodes every single freaking week. And I know you guys love them, but there's only so many questions that get asked. Like, okay, what is your favorite razor? Like, how many times can I tell you guys what tampon brand I use, or, you know, how I feel about birth control? Like, there's only so many times that I can talk about the same thing. And although I love girl talks and I love giving advice on that, and you guys love listening to them, like I said, it's just how many times can I do it? And I just got to the point where every single time I wouldn't have something to talk about, or I didn't have an episode idea, I would record one of those, or I would record like a Q&A, or just you guys asking for advice. And it's just like, that's not really what I want. Like, I love doing that, but I'm not proud of that because it feels like a lack of effort on my part. And I don't like doing things unless I do them to the best of my ability, which I think should be the case for everybody. I know that's not the case for everybody, but like, I think that's how you should live your life. Like, you shouldn't do anything that you're not going to put your 100% like full effort into. And I just know personally that I have been putting like 40% effort into this entire thing for the last like 6 months. So you're probably like, Bailey, okay, where does this leave us? Like, how do you feel? What are you thinking? What is the conclusion to everything that you're saying right now? And I want to just start by saying I'm not going to be quitting the podcast. I know it sounds like I'm literally breaking up with you guys because I'm just sitting here telling you how much I don't like the podcast anymore. But that's not true, because deep down, I love the podcast and I know how much happiness and like comfort it used to bring me. And I want to get back to that point, but it's just difficult, and I need to do some serious kind of reflecting, and I need to do some planning, and I just kind of want to figure out where I want to take the podcast. And, you know, maybe I should have waited till I'm at that point to actually release a new episode, but I just felt bad and I felt like I owe you guys something. So I wanted to come on with this episode and let you guys know that I have plans to kind of rebrand the entire thing. I'm not happy with any of it anymore, and I feel like I have failed myself and you guys, and I want to do better. I have a lot of ideas for how I can continue doing the podcast in a way that I feel a lot better about, and that I feel like I'll create higher quality episodes, and I'm working on all of it right now. Like I said, I'm just thinking, brainstorming all of that, and I want to figure out the new set and everything. So there is a lot in the works, and I'm not going to leave you guys forever, I promise. I need a little bit more time to reflect and figure out the next step for this. Because I don't want to quit. I don't want to stop doing the podcast. I just need to rebrand because I'm not happy with it right now. We can call this season two, okay? When I come back from this next little hiatus, season two is officially starting, and I'm going to feel so much better about it. And in return, I think you guys are going to enjoy it a lot more, and you're going to feel better about it as well, just knowing you'll be able to tell. Like, I feel like you can tell how much energy and time and effort and passion goes into something. Like, you can tell whoever's doing it, like, you can tell how much they care about it. And I feel like you can see that through my episodes. You can hear it through my episodes, like my last recent ones. Like, you can just tell, like, I didn't want to be there. And I don't want that anymore. And I am not going to continue doing the podcast like that. I am going to figure out a way to make it more fun for me and to bring back the joy and excitement. And if I can't do it, then maybe fuck. Maybe then I'll have to end the podcast. But for now, be excited, because there's going to be a rebrand. And I really am excited about it. And it's just making me happy, feeling excited about the podcast again, and just thinking of all the little things that I can work on and do differently in the future. Now that I kind of have that all out of the way, I feel like I didn't even explain. I guess kind of I did. I don't know. I had to take a little pee break because I was actually about to pee all over my brand new couch. But now that I've gotten that out of the way, and I've kind of gotten all of the apologizing and explaining and all of like this sad, dark shit out of the way, it's time to talk about the new apartment. It's time to talk about my life lately and give you guys the updates, give you guys the deets on how this entire moving process has been and how I've been enjoying it and just everything else that's been going on in my life. So like I said, I've been here for about a month. I think in a few days, it'll be on the 15th, it'll be a whole month, which is crazy. The time has gone so quickly. And before I say anything else, I want to say I love it, and it has been such an amazing experience, and I feel really good about it. Honestly, there hasn't been, I mean, knock on freaking wood here, but there hasn't been anything that has gone wrong, really, besides my Wi-Fi being out like right when I moved in. Like, I feel like there hasn't been anything traumatizing. There hasn't been anything that's made me like hate this place or want to move back into my old house. Like, I feel like it's been pretty good. Obviously overwhelming and stressful, and trying to get this place furnished while on top of trying to get content out of all of it has been a little crazy, just because things are moving very, very slow. I am doing makeover videos on my YouTube channel of all of the rooms. So the bathrooms I already did, I already uploaded that. And then this coming Sunday, there will be a kitchen makeover. So it's me organizing and cleaning and decorating the kitchen. And then next up, I'm going to be doing the living room and my bedroom. So both the living room and the bedroom, I haven't made much progress on in terms of like decorating and furnishing it, just because I've been waiting to film it. And if I didn't have to film videos, it would probably all be done already. And that kind of sucks, just because it's hard to be fully comfortable and feel homey in here when everything is still so bare. Like, there's nothing on the walls in the living room or in my room. And it's feeling a little cold. It feels like I'm still kind of just living in a big white box. But yeah, besides that, which I also love, because I love creating content out of all of it. Like, it sounds like I'm complaining. It's really just one little tiny aspect that kind of sucks, because it's just I want to get everything on camera, and I want to make dedicated videos to everything, because one, I want to document it for myself in the future, and two, I just think it's so much fun to watch somebody decorate a space. And I want you guys, or at least the people, if you are listening to this and you also watch my YouTube channel, I want you guys, or the people that watch my YouTube channel, to be able to be a part of all of this with me. But yeah, your girl's paying her own rent. She has her own Wi-Fi that she pays for. She has energy that she pays for. I'm figuring out how to be an adult real quick. I was like, I literally moved in and I was like, wait, how do you have internet? Like, how do I get heating? I was like, what the fuck? Like, how do I do any of this? Oh my gosh. I think I just leaked. Like, I think my vagina just, oh my gosh. I hate being on my period so much. I'm thinking about getting an IUD. And I'm really scared. I've been having some issues, and I think the cause of it is my birth control, which I've been on since I was 15. I take the pill Estrella, and it's been really good for me. I think it's like a combination birth control pill, pretty standard, whatever. Like I said, I got put on when I was 15, and a lot of girls have issues with birth controls, and they need to switch like a million times to figure out what works for them. I literally have a friend that every time I saw her throughout high school, she was on a new form of birth control. And I was like, how are you keeping up with this? Like, how is your body not like deteriorating? But I got super lucky, at least up until now, that my birth control really agreed with my body, and I didn't really have any like serious side effects. I didn't gain weight or get crazy like mood swings or any sort of like mental health issues further than what I already have. I don't know. I just felt like my birth control really did help. It helped me regulate my periods, which was what I was originally getting on it for. Now I'm kind of, you know, one of the main priorities of me being on birth control is not having a little Bailey running around, because that would be slightly terrifying. Oh my God. I just imagined myself having a child, and it actually gave me like heart palpitations. What the fuck? But lately, I've been dealing with some pre-period symptoms that I've never really dealt with, and it's happened for the last 3 months right before my period. And I don't want to get too into it, because it is very personal, and I don't want to be talking too much about all of that, but I think it's caused by my birth control. I've gotten so many tests on you guys, and they all come back negative. And then we don't know what it is. And my doctor's office has not called me back. And I'm feeling a little stressed. But last time I was in there, I talked to her about getting an IUD and like what that would mean. And I'm so terrified to actually get an IUD. But I feel like I need to switch some things up. But also, I hear horror stories, and I don't want to be on birth control. Honestly, like, birth control is so bad for you, but like, getting pregnant is so bad for me. You know what I mean? And like, there's other ways, like you can track your cycle and you can like take your temperature. I'm on like anti-birth control TikTok right now, just because I've been like typing in, like searching for a bunch of like different women's experience with birth controls and like IUDs and whatever, talking about their experiences. That was the craziest voice crack I think I've ever had on the podcast. Anyways, I'm on anti-birth control TikTok, and there are so many women and people with uteruses that check their temperature every single morning to know if they're ovulating or to know if they're fertile in that moment on that day. It's so crazy. Like that to me, like I feel like I could not be responsible enough to do that actually how it's supposed to be done, that I would end up pregnant or dead or both. I don't know why I started talking about it. Whatever. Anyways, the apartment has been great, guys. I truly feel like I made the right decision. I was really scared because people were like, are you feeling lonely yet? Oh my gosh, like how fast until you want to go back home and all of this stuff. And honestly, I was expecting to feel very lonely, but I haven't really felt lonely. I don't feel like, yes, a little bit of social interaction with my dad and my brother every day does like help. Just, you know, you need social interaction in your life to be like a healthy functioning human, I think. But also at the same time, I feel like I do so many things like this. Like this feels like social interaction. I know it's not, and I know it's like I need other social interaction outside of just talking to a camera. But yeah, I don't really feel lonely. And I honestly have been really at peace and it feels really good. And I feel like I haven't been bored or I just feel like I've been occupying my time and I've been finding things to do to fill my time. And I honestly feel like I've been doing so much more than I was doing when I was still living at home. And I don't only mean work stuff. I feel like I've been doing a lot more work stuff. Like I've just had like a whole new surge of motivation and obviously all of this new content that I get to film and things that I've never done before. Like it has been so much fun. But honestly, even outside of that, like I just feel the urge to like go leave and like go to coffee shops just to like talk to the barista for a second or go to the grocery store. Like I just feel like I've been leaving the house a lot more than when I was at home. Like I just felt so comfortable at home, and I feel comfortable here too, but like you get into your comfort zone, you stay like you basically, I was just like, I don't even know how to put it, like I was just making myself stuck, like I was forcing myself subconsciously to just be so content with not being good in life at all. And I feel like this has been so good for me, and my routine is slowly starting to form here. I'm starting to form like daily habits and I'm starting to just feel a lot more productive, which is really good overall. It's not perfect by any means, but I feel like my sleep schedule has slowly been getting better, and like I said, I'm just able to be a lot more productive. Like I've been excited this past like 2 weeks, like every single day I've been excited to like get up and get my work done and like have a good day, where when I was living at home it was just every day just felt so sad. And I don't mean like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just, I think that I was too comfortable. And I think that when you're forced to take care of yourself, like if I have a bunch of dishes, nobody is doing them except for me. If I had a bunch of dishes at my dad's house, if I didn't do them, my dad would do them. My brother would do them. You know what I mean? Also, living on my own has kind of put a fire under my ass because now I have my rent to pay. I have utilities to pay. I have my own groceries to buy. So I need to work. Like I can't put out half-ass content. Like I need to put my all into my work because I need to make money to live. And I just feel like this, even though it might not be the smartest way to go about it, like I truly feel like this has been so good and it's what I needed to like actually push me to do better in life in so many different aspects. So yeah, it's been great. I love it here. I haven't met too many of my neighbors or anything, but the people that I have met have been super nice. Parking is fine. I'm like looking at the parking garage right now, and that I was a little bit worried about just because it's kind of shitty having to like walk outside to get to your car. Not like walk outside, like I'm not complaining about that, but I'm just saying like you have to walk all the way to the parking garage and like upstairs, and you have to drag groceries in pretty far. But honestly, nothing has been bad. I really love it, and I'm excited for my friends to come see it whenever they get home. Honestly, nobody has came and seen it yet. Kind of weird. Some of my friends were home for Easter, and I offered for them to come, and they had just gotten back from Florida. They drove all the way back from Panama City Beach, so they were all tired, and they had to go back to school the same night that I asked them to come see it. But I was like, if you guys want to come see it, and then they were down, and then they didn't come. So that kind of made me sad, because I'm excited for my friends to see it, and even the friends that are here, that live here, I'm not like super, super close with them, and I don't hang out with them a whole lot, but you know, they're still my friends, and I've offered for them to come see it a few times, and they also haven't. So I'm kind of feeling weird about my friends. No, I love my friends. I just feel like things have been a little weird, and I've been kind of struggling with like the female relationships in my life, just because everybody is at such a different point in their lives. And there's people here that I know, like still living here, that, you know, don't go to school somewhere far away, or they're out of school, and like I could hang out with them, I could reach out. There's people that live here that I could be friends with and that I could hang out with, but for some reason I haven't like reached out, or I haven't made plans. And I feel like part of that is just because I know everybody is so busy and people work, and you know, everybody has their own stuff going on. So I just feel like as you get older, friendships get a lot more difficult. So if you're in high school still, or even in college, and you have like a solid group of friends, like be so grateful, because the second that that goes away, it is so hard for people to get together and hang out, because it's just, it's unrealistic to, you know, have that same friendship dynamic that you had when you're younger, because like you just didn't have responsibilities, you didn't have work like you may have. I don't know what I'm getting at. Honestly, this episode is going in like 16 different directions, but all I want to say is I miss my friends and I want them to come home, and I need to do better socially. Like I need to start reaching out to people more, because I don't feel lonely in the sense of like when I'm here, like, oh my gosh, I'm all alone in this apartment and like I'm going crazy. I just mean like on the weekends and stuff, like it's really just FOMO. I don't get lonely, I get FOMO. And when I see all my friends having fun, it's like, damn, I wish I had people here to have fun with. And then the people here that I do have, they just don't really ever seem to want to do anything. And I do reach out. It's like I could do better. But also like there's other people that I could reach out to that I need to start reaching out to. So that's really kind of what's going on in my life. The family's good. Noah just went to Arizona, my brother. Don't know why I'm talking about that, but that's cool of him. I've never been to Arizona, I don't think. Right? Yeah, I don't think I've ever been to Arizona. I have a friend that goes to school in Arizona, and I really wanted to visit her this school year, and now it's almost over and I didn't go and visit, and I feel bad. Next year, I will 100% go and visit. This year has just gone by so quickly. I mean, not this year, but like this school year has gone by so fast for me because I'm not in school. Like, it's crazy. I don't know if anybody else feels that way. Like, if you're actually in school, did it go fast? Or is it just me because I'm not doing like the actual schoolwork? I just know that it's the school year. I don't know. I just feel like it was summer like a month ago. It's crazy. Like, I don't know what I've been doing for the last 8 months. Anyways, my period cramps are really bad. I'm also really hungry and I need to eat something. I love you guys. Thank you for listening to this episode. And I'm sorry that it was this and not like me just being fun. Like, I know it was kind of probably not the most fun episode to listen to, but I just, again, felt like I owed you guys an explanation and an apology for being gone for so long. And I wanted to let you know that I have a lot of ideas for how I can make this better and how I can make it, you know, more doable for me and just feel better about it. Feel better about it in general. I don't exactly know when I'm going to be back with all of those ideas executed, but all I know is it'll happen eventually. Hopefully very soon. Hopefully very soon. Things are really coming together quickly. Like I said, I just have my living room and my bedroom left to furnish. So I feel like once the apartment stuff is done and like I have it all decorated and I have all of that just like out of my mind, like I feel good about the place that I'm living in, then I'll be able to like put so much more time and energy into the podcast and other work that I've maybe been neglecting a little bit. But yeah, hopefully you guys aren't too mad at me. I don't know exactly when you're going to see me next or hear from me next or whatever, but I'm not going to be gone forever, okay? And I just appreciate you guys sticking by me even when I am not the most perfect person, I can tell you that. But yeah, I don't know. Thanks for listening to this episode. Bye.